Over the weekend, three people were shot in Chester. Two of them died. WHYY's Laura Benshoff reports that despite beefing up police patrols, the city is on track this year to see its highest number of homicides in a decade.
For years, Chester has had a homicide rate earning it a spot near the top of the list of America's most dangerous cities. This year, Police Chief James Nolan says the city, about 20 miles south of Philadelphia, has had more fatalities than usual.
Oh, it certainly is higher than normal. This time in 2015 and 16, we were at 12. We're currently at 20.
Violent crime has risen 11% nationwide after declining for decades. But Chester's history is unique. Against the backdrop of generally high violent crime, the city's police department has been the target of budget cuts. Now, Nolan says the department is working with fewer officers after a rash of retirements.
We're at about 85 total. We're budgeted for 106.
In May, Delaware County ponied up $100,000 to bring in the Pennsylvania State Police, adding extra manpower for patrols through the fall. But former Mayor John Linder says he's not surprised that hasn't led to a decrease in shooting deaths.
It's typically cyclical, and at the territorial disputes that go on, and in the summertime, that can tend to be really out of hand.
Linder held office in 2014, a year when the city saw 30 homicides, the highest number in the last decade. The city could surpass that number this year. He and Chief Nolan say it's hard to get witnesses to cooperate in Chester, a small city where everyone knows everyone. So Nolan is focused on recovering illegal firearms, more than 80 in 2017, although he says there's no way to count how many crimes that could prevent. Laura Benshoff, WHYY News.